Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome. This is Jethro Smith. I'm the founder of this wild radio show, and those of you tuning in will know just how gone wild we are when you listen in tonight to the wonderful hostess that I have with me. We are going tonight to work with giving a few readings, talk about some subjects that other people may be a little leery of. We're talking about your sixth sense. No, I don't mean the sense of when you want more groceries and it's time to eat. I'm talking about the sense where you want to reach in, find that part of yourself, find that inner knowing, and be able to tell not only your future, but able to react and feel those senses. Sometimes this extraordinary gift will make you feel a little bit on the of energy, of a little bit sensitive. Tonight we're talking about a little bit of animal communication, and we have a lot of individuals who wrote in asking us on their emails. We welcome you to catch us on psychicsgonewild.com and join in for the prizes and fun tonight as Jethro and Melissa Berman act wild. Melissa, how you doing?
Hi, Jethro. Good evening. How are you?
Really good. I had people teasing me tonight that were like, what's happening? What's going there? What are we doing? And I was trying to get through at the same time, so I was a little leery. I couldn't see you on the board, and I'm like, oh, no, they took my hostess.
No, honey, I just called in because I had a call that happened right before that, and I'm like, oh, my God, I can't be on the phone. I got to go get on the radio. But I had some other stuff that I had to take the call. So I was like, oh, you better breathe fast and call. So hi, everybody. How's everybody doing? This week went by really fast.
It did. And aren't we in an energy? Do you know what's going on? I know we're in some major transfers and some planets were going backwards.
Pathetic. Yeah, we've got Mars retrograde and its detriment. Mars is ruled by Aries. So Mars is the planet of get it done now, get out of my way, I'm going to do it. It's in Libra, so it's sort of like, oh, my God, my wings are pinned because I'm trying to get into balance, and it's about divine law, and people are acting like a-holes, and what am I going to do, like that. And then we've got Pluto is retrograde, Saturn and Scorpio is retrograde, Mercury's going to go retrograde next month. So we are just being bombarded, you know, it's almost like, you know, just it's almost like being in a cage that you just, like, you keep rolling from one side to another and you think you're going to be able to get out, and it's like, please, help us, help us, help us. So, I mean, roller coaster ride right now, I think.
Mm-hmm. I feel that, and I feel like the guys are also working together with you and me and you with what you were saying before about how these planets are going to transition to help those of you tuning in for a reading tonight. I have a lot of friends asking me, Jethro, what is happening with your show? We're just wild. That's what's happening. We're going to take and grab a couple of these. You know, they just make me laugh. It's like, it's real simple. You know, that's how we act.
You know? Jethro, were you eating before we came online, or was that just a beverage?
It was a little. I had a little bit of licorice. I've been good all day, and I'm just tired of being good. I want to just feast on everything.
I'm like, we haven't even said boo yet, and there's a little chomp chomp, yum yum. It's great. I thought I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say, oh, he's sipping a beverage. No.
you might have heard my water. I'm really good on that. I've been doing a lot of water. We're down 88 degrees here in Tampa, Florida, for those of you.
Oh, my goodness. Has the rain stopped?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a little frightening. And to see floods, and then I laugh, individuals in little cars trying to drive through 4 and 5 feet of water. They didn't make it. You know.
How long did it rain for?
Oh, it just came down, and actually here it was within an hour. It's that quick.
Oh, my goodness. Because
I thought I had seen rains in Texas and Galveston and out there in L.A. and living in Sedona when we have a little bit of rain. Wyoming, we have snow. Here, when it gets serious, it comes so quick that it's one minute there, and then you just have water, and it's like 4 to 5 feet.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And we had those torrential winds, you know, and that knockwood has died down. Now we have cooler weather. It's just like the end of the earth, and it's all changing. God help us now. God help us, everyone. Yeah, honey, just saying.
We love all of you guys that are tuned in. Let's grab that phone and get a few readings. I do ask you when I say out your area code, your phone number, to please give me your name, and then we'll go right to your question. Due to limited time, we won't be able to do multiple questions, and if we run out of time with you, I'll have to let you go and go on to the next person so we can help as many people that have tuned in to Psychics Gone Wild tonight. 760, how are you, 760?
Oh, hi there.
Welcome. This is Jethro and Melissa.
Hi.
And you
are... Hi. My name's Alexis.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi, Alexis.
I'm from Orange County, California.
Ah, good.
I was hoping for like a medium reading, if you could tell me something about who's around me.
You have to be very specific about your question because we're very limited with time, Alexis. So if you can ask about somebody in particular and a specific question, that goes for everybody. We only get a few minutes per person, so a medium, you know, a regular medium reading, yeah, it would take at least a half an hour or more. So be very specific, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, well, I'd like to talk to Kevin, but I don't really have a question.
Okay.
Maybe whatever you
call it. I'm sorry, Kevin or Tevin?
Kevin.
Yeah. You have to, what do you want to know? Like, what's going on here?
I don't know. I don't really have a specific question for him. Just, I guess, whatever he has to say.
Well, it doesn't... This is great that you've called, because we really need to help everybody understand this. Some people call in. It's not just you, Alexis, because this is, you know, probably, I'm not sure this is your first time calling in. When we do these kind of radio shows and we prepare for them and we are ready to help everyone who comes in, but you have to be very specific in what it is.
Uh-huh.
For example, for somebody who wanted a mediumship, I want to know if this person is doing okay or if he's visiting his mom or, you know, does he think about me? Did he send me the message the other day with a flat, you know, something that's drawing your heart to ask about this so that you get the best service from the reading. And that's when people go in for a regular reading too. Be really, really prepared so that you can get the best out of your reading. And that's why I always suggest people, you know, do a little prayer before you even get online with us or on air with us, and especially if you go in for a formal reading. We prepare for this, and we prepare for all of our readings too. So, and it just helps us, and it just helps them connect. If anybody's on the other side, it helps them connect more readily to us because sometimes they don't feel that it's the right time to come through. But if somebody has a question or if there's something there, it's a little bit easier for when I call about the teams of angels, your team, my team, Jethro's team, your beloved friend's team, or whomever, you know, then they can kick it in right away. Otherwise, it gets a little vague, and we want to make sure it's not. We want to make sure it's really protected space. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, that makes complete sense. So actually, like to switch people. I'd like to, it's Cameron now with a C, and is he okay, I guess.
Did he have a violent passing? Like
yeah.
Internal? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, he's finally able to catch his breath again. He's finally able to smell, as we say, smell the roses, you know, on the other side. It's just a whole different, it's a different vibrational frequency. And so it took him a while. It took him a while to get acclimated to where he is. He doesn't want you to worry. He wants you to just stay, you know, calm about things. This is his message to you. Just stay calm about things. And when you want to have communication with those who have passed on, the best way to do it is ask for guidance in a dream state or a signal or a symbol. You know, you can say, and I'm open and receptive and sacred space to receive a message from those, from, and you can say Cameron or from Kevin or from, you know, whomever. And just that helps them in their growth as well. It helps you in your spiritual path, and it also helps them in their growth. So he's just saying, you know, don't worry. He made it. Everything's getting better. It was not, it wasn't easy for him to make the transition, almost emotionally. Even, you know, our emotions do go with us in a different form when we pass over, because we lose the body, but you know, we have lessons that we still have to integrate. So it was a little bit of a rocky road at first, but he's definitely getting more acclimated to his new digs, as he says.
Okay.
Jeffrey, did you want to add anything?
Yeah, I am feeling some other energy here, and I do feel like there's some other situations of some things going on. And this is a good example when we're doing it over the radio, is us picking up that vibration that he's talking about. I'm seeing him talking about, like, it looks like a fair or something. He's talking about being around people and lights and different energies and situations, and he's telling, it's like he's talking about some kind of situation. He's trying to relate back with you and want you to remember him and some things that were going on that you knew. You knew some other people were, I feel there were some other people that were trying to help him or trying to work with it, and they knew him that way, that he was kind of, he had a way about him that was different with people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying that you understand this, and he's telling me that it was like this whirlwind energy, and he's saying this out, and that he wants to really be done that, and that people, there's been some injustice or some things said about his name, and that you know the truth, that you know, really knew him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel that. And I feel this is part of where he's saying that energy. And I really like to, you know, when I do this, I a lot of times do it through Skype or when I physically can see, because I can feel there in the energy. He's like back there behind you as we're talking. And, you know, the things that Melissa taught you were so good, because you just brought him right in more closer. He's been wanting to talk to you. He tells me he's going to be talking to you in dreams, that it's not, you understand. And it, there's been some situation, whether it was right or wrong, that's been coming out. And you, it's like you and there's someone else that he loved. There's someone that he really thought about, too, that he wants to make sure that she's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense? Because he's telling me, he says, you understand. He says, she understands. He's all happy. And so that's what I'm feeling, the energy, the vibration with the energy there. And we thank you, Alexis. Please definitely get a hold of us. We'll do a reading with you. I suggest a lot of times with people to go through this, to do the work with me. I don't do email readings, but Melissa Berman and Dina Flanagan do, and you can get
but
with
we
them.
We charge for them, everybody. I got a couple of emails where people wanted me to just do free email readings. We do charge for our services.
Yeah.
So if you email us, we're getting ready to do a session for you. Just email us for sessions, not just to get a free reading, because we won't be able to do that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. You guys hit it right on the head.
Thank you, Alexis.
You guys are right on, so 100%. You're welcome. You guys have a good night. Thank you so much.
Take care, Alexis.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Blessings to you, and those of you tuning in, of course, for you guys with that, I'm glad to hear that. I have, as if you look on there, I don't do them anymore for this reason. A lot of individuals understanding, when you send me to do the picture, I like to sit down and do the five. This isn't like this, and a lot of you guys were, I won't even do it anymore for this reason. If I do it, it's for selective people. Of course we do this for a living. I feel really hurt that we've put all these years into you guys and you listeners to just assume that it's always for free. That's really sad. 310.
Well, and
this
the other
is
part of it is, Jethro, can I just interject real quickly? The other part of it is, you know, we, again, to reiterate, we pay to be able to be on the radio. We pay to provide the service for you. Now, my suggestion is, if you really, really need us to help you on this radio show, do a little invocation before you get on the phone so that your call, you know, we'll pick it up. It's sort of like a prayer circle, and hopefully we'll be able to tune in that way and Jethro can pick you up. If not, just keep trying. But when you email us and you expect a free reading, we're so sorry that you're going through rough times. We empathize, but we do make our living this way. And so it's not, you know, once we get off air, the readings, we charge for our work because that's what we do.
No, Exactly, and that's why I had a person that, and she knows who she is, that was 2 days into it. She sent me an email, and she already accused me of some things I won't accept from anyone, and so I no longer do emails. I did send you your whole $40 back, all of it from PayPal, and I you know, you guys have got to realize when you're working with disability, if you call us on the phone and you're doing per minute, yes, I've done this many years, but I love the fact of what we do to help other people. You've got to treat, you get what you give with us. 310, this is Psychic Jethro on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you, 310?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Melissa. Hi, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you guys? Thank you so much. It's such an honor to speak with you tonight. My question is, I am on a waiting list for apartments in an area that I really, really love. And do you feel or see this happening soon for me, or when that move will take place?
June, July feels like there's going to be a shift.
Do you know? I feel June.
Do you know what number you are in the waiting order?
I don't, but I've been really moving up really quickly, and.
You can do your prep work for it. Do your affirmations. Do your visualizations.
Okay.
Yes. Do your talking to everybody's higher self involved in that, and your guides and angels, and just you know, move that energy, because somebody may get knocked off the list because they don't want to wait anymore, and somebody may decide they need to move somewhere else and buy a house, and then you're going to get that apartment. So it feels very cloudy right now, because people are. Unfortunately, people are being a little greedy now when it's coming to rentals. People are getting a little bit greedy. So you want to make sure that when you get to this new place, that it's a place of love and honor and respect.
Yeah.
So if something else comes that you like better, and the guides are not saying one way or another, but if something does come, check everything else out, so that you are putting out to the universe that you're, or out to your soul, as well, you know, it's all connected, that you are settling for nothing less than the pure spirit of a home.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much.
No, you're so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful, June and July did come to me about a couple hours ago. So thank you so much. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you.
You too, Lynn.
Nice
with you. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we are going wild. We've got a lot of energy here. We start out with all this other, and here we go. Let's tune it. Let's tune it up right now. Tune it in. Tune it on. It's you're on, 510. What you going to do?
Hi.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Melissa. This is Tasha.
Tasha, good. You out there, though? Are you doing the ballet, girl?
What's that? Tasha, do you have your TV on or something?
Yeah, I cut it off.
You got to turn it off, honey girl. There we go.
Yeah, I did. I want to know, when do you see me moving? Would it be this month or next month?
Your question is, when do we see you moving?
Yes.
Wow. Well, this is May. I'm getting anywhere between now and August is what's being shared with me. Jethro?
I agree, and there's energy going on around you that seems to be really causing some other work to happen, and you know, happening with the energy. We've got a person that just wrote in and says, "I'm addicted to Psychic's Gone Wild," and Tasha, I'm agreeing with her very much. I could feel like there's energy happening. You're a little tense, girl. I don't know what else is happening there, but you need to relax and do some other work. They tell me that you're also going to be able to really start it to go into your sight, and you're going to love this as things are taking out to work together for you in such a way that you're going to feel that vibration. It's going to be very positive as things are taking with it. And I agree with the August. Tasha, I'm also picking up, now you're working with your children, but there's someone else that's trying to be involved around your kids. The guys won't let this go. You've not got someone being bossy or trying to take over or something here.
What, the kid's father?
Yeah, there's something going on with someone there that's trying to, like, it isn't even a working on a parenting thing. It's just an odd thing there going on.
That's the kid's father.
Well, what's he doing? He needs to attend his business and be the father and quit being the bossy one. What's going on here? Something's going on. Wow.
Yeah, that's what it is. He tried to be bossy. He tried to be military every time he come around, and they all, the kids get, start arguing with him, like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling it. I can hear it through your child, and I this is unfair. I have Melissa. Melissa's a teacher and very phenomenal with kids, and the guys are like, whoa, her guide says, I'm sitting back listening. The guys are like, and tell her about how he acts to us. You know, and it's like, stick Melissa on him. It's like, oh, no, because he is doing it, and there's something else happening with him that he is. He's not getting it with the energy. He needs to realize that he's not getting anywhere with this grumpy. He's giving him bad examples. You know, be consistently. And he's just like really uptight with grumpy when they haven't done anything. This is a bad note to the kids because they're feeling like they're in trouble and they haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah, I told them that. I was like, yeah, in order for them to respect you, you got to give them that respect back. All right, till then, you're going to keep getting the same reaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love, my mother told me, this is an old statement of a Native American, you know, it took 9 months to get that kid. It didn't take that long to get him. He needs to think.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Oh, wow.
I just got to say, you know, and it's like the guys are also showing me that as you two are working out with the energy, you guys are also, you know, having some other energy here. The guy said that it's also beginning to strengthen up and going into your other system. They said that you also are going to be able to get everything at a level that will even make more sense for you. And they said it's not only your guys, but it's also the development of this. And I went off on your thing. I still feel that move. But I'm keeping my prayers out there. You know, I know you. I do know you as of my birthday because I've read for you before in here. He needs to not mess with a Scorpio woman and her kids. The man is crazy.
And also keep setting your boundaries, Tasha. Keep setting strong boundaries. Keep setting those strong boundaries.
And we apologize to those of you tuning in. I'm just reading whatever I can. I had someone write to me. She asked about where she was moving, Jethro. Why are you checking with her and her husband? Are you a busybody? No, I'm a psychic, you goof. I just get what they give me. I love that. Tasha, I'm sorry.
Do y'all see the love relationship I have improving?
You got to save that for another show.
Okay.
We got, they get on me. Okay. I'm always in trouble. You know, Tasha. Take care.
Okay.
Bye, Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. We love all you guys, and we're tuning in. And Jethro's a little bit silly, but that's usually his state, so let's go with it. 912, what about you? What can you do for us, my little pretty? How are you, 912?
Hello.
Hello, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi. Thank you.
Talk into the phone more. We can't hear you, love.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, there we go. Here, I would tease you, my pretty, and here's this big, deep voice. You scared the chickens out of me. I'm like, oh. Yes, this is Jethro and Melissa, and you are?
Jamar.
Jamar, welcome. I could feel there's some energy going on here. Jamar, what question have you got? What's happening? You're a little depressed or something.
Well, as of right now, you know, I just got this job at Arby's, but it's just, I really want to make music. Like, I feel like that's my purpose, is to heal through music. And I just want to know, like, how could that work out for me? Is this Arby's job a part of my purpose, or, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, this is temporary. This is you being able to afford, you know, stuff so you can do your music, and you may meet some people through it that may influence your music. You know, just take it for now. You're supporting yourself. You're being responsible, and that's the key. But your music is with you. It's part of your expression. It's part of your talent. And for artists right now, it's a very challenging time. So don't be too hard on yourself. Be proud of yourself for being supportive of yourself and giving yourself, you know, what you need to keep a home and to keep afloat and all that stuff while you do your music. When you talk to people, you know, you just, oh, by the way, I'm doing a gig or I'm writing songs and somebody's singing and, you know, you can promote yourself wherever you go. But this feels like it's temporary, but it's a means to a means so that you can continue. Jethro?
Okay. I have one more question.
One question, sweet angel.
All right. It's this girl that I know.
No, we've already answered your question. Jethro, did you want to say anything to Jamar? Did you have anything to add?
I agree with that. And we're letting it go with Jamar. We got that same thing there. We're feeling with it. Make sure with your energy, with the things that are happening, that you do take that time. I do see you're going better with your career. I see some other stuff happening there. It looks like there's going to be some other people. By you working this job, it's going to make you more determined to also get in some other things there where you get in and cut a record or do something with somebody here later on. I'm seeing music coming out for you in the fall. 301, this is Psychic's Gone Wild. We're doing one question with everybody. We'll get in trouble if we give you more than one. Hello, 301.
Hi, guys. How are you? My name is Denise, and this is my
first time calling. I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hi. And I did do my little prayer before calling.
Yay.
I have one question that's really important to me that's kind of been bothering me, and I thought maybe you guys could give me a little bit of guidance. So here it is. I have a special male friend that is very important to me, and we had a major downfall for the past couple of weeks, and I was just wondering if things would turn out better or maybe that was really the end of a good friendship, a good special friendship.
The first thing that came through for me was unhealthy, that there are aspects of it that are not healthy, aspects of the relationship that have been unhealthy. It's not to say that it hasn't been meaningful, and it's not to say that it hasn't had value, but whatever this thing that just happened was, you want to step back and take a little look at, is this really what you want? Is this how you want to do it? All this stuff. And he needs to step up a little bit. He needs to step up his game. It's not always about you having a shoulder that gets to be cried on. Your needs are just as important. And so it looks like it just needs some downtime, but you want to take a look at the repercussions of, is it really as valuable as you think it is or deem it is. Jethro?
I'm feeling the energy into compliment, and also seeing with the energy that's happening with you, I feel like there's something a little bit of blue with you, Denise. There's something about the verbalizing that you two, there's something happening here that needs to come out. There's not everything's been said, and I feel like that's going to help with the relationship with you two. There's like a when I feel kind of thing. I'm feeling with you a little bit of energy. You're kind of a bubbly energy. You like to be kind of silly and things handled, and yet sometimes when you're joking or laughing, and you're really mean honest.
Yes, 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 I am. But this is the first time. This was a major, something very serious downfall, and we just haven't been able to get through. And I don't know what to do with it just now, just to keep a distance and just let it be, or just to really try to continue. And it bothers me. I can't believe it bothers me so much, but it constantly, it's bothering me 24/7, even while I'm at work. And I'm thinking, this is not normal. This isn't healthy.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. I'm so proud of you. And your guides are like, you've got this strong angel guide that's all like, all real cool. She's all real nice looking, just like defiantly going, we're doing it. You're making boundaries. I'm so proud of you. Denise, I thank you for calling in. Definitely put in tonight, psychicsgonewild.com, all of you new listeners. We're going to always give prizes away, and nothing's changed. We're going to do that tonight. I opened up my mail today, and I got some CDs from Linda Irwin, some beautiful music, and my wonderful friend sent me a piece of licorice, healthy licorice. I am so happy. Then I promptly shoot on the show and got busted.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to listen in more because this is my first time, and it is. It seems like a wonderful show. So I am definitely
going to
start listening in now.
Thank you. It is. Good. And that's it. That's what we do, is we help you guys just a little bit. See, and thank you for being positive back. Can you tell me, Melissa and Nita, both of our feelers are over here a little bit. We started out, and everybody was like, ah, and then I got the giggles because I realized we're saying, please give us your name. So we're like, huh? How are you? Who? What are we? Why? So we're like, we're instructing them. And then you come in all happy, Denise. You're like, get the game on. Now we're back in. See? It took one happy smile, and we're back on our groove.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Thank Denise. You. Good night.
Okay, have a nice night.
You too.
We are here and we are wild. I know you don't know what to do with that word. And they were like, me, Jethro, you never share your licorice. No, I don't share my licorice. It's my licorice. Why are you asking? It's like every time I get a piece of candy now, everybody's doing it. And if you haven't heard, I've lost 6 pounds. Be proud of me. Yay. And it's all because I have cut back on those little words called junk food. I didn't realize in the day how many Snickers, how many things were hiding in my pockets, in their world. I have gotten into such a habit. You know, I will go in and say I'm going to buy mints, you know, for my breath, obviously, because I work in the public. And I do brush my teeth. Don't tease me. But I write no here and they're like, just to brush your teeth. I'm, gosh, some people. And here I go in there. Let me get to my story. I end up with 2 Butterfingers, 1 Snickers, and M&M's. I didn't ask for them, but I bought them on the way going through. It's become a habit. And it's like, I've learned now if you do 3 through, it's a little cheaper than just buying 1 or 2. So I get these deals, 3 for 99 cents. And
giant ones or the little baby ones that people get at Halloween?
No, the big ones. And what was scary is that I live in Florida. Well, then I absentmindedly forget it. Do you know how many times I went out and had this cute little bag of just mushy, gushy stuff waiting?
Oh, my God.
And, you know, and if it gets on my clothes, they're ruined. Well, that long story short, Jethro had ballooned, and I was now going to have my own state flag, and people were going to have a little bird named after me, you know, the state of Jethroami. So we just stopped doing this. So that's why it's happening for you that didn't care to hear about Jethro. I took my scent. I vented now. So there. 561, this is Psychics Gone Wild with Jethro and Melissa, and you are?
Hi, Jethro. This is Lisa from Florida.
Hey, Lisa. God, I'm so glad. It's good to hear from you. You had me a little scared. The air went dead for a few minutes, and I'm like, and that one dropped. She went night-night.
They went to get a snack. Hi, Lisa. <I'll wait.
laughs> Hi.
Hi, how can we
I wanted to ask, a few days ago I left, I was living with a friend that it turned out to be a nightmare. She got very verbally abusive and tried to hit me, so I took my stuff and left. Now I'm living out of my car, so I'm trying to look for a job so I can get on my own or look for some place, and I am just, you know, really
You're living
frustrated.
In your car, you said?
Yeah.
Is there any place you can go, like a little shelter or like a little, you know, maybe like a bed and breakfast where you can do a trade or something?
In Palm Beach, Florida, there are no shelters. They only have halfway houses, and right now there's a waiting list. So I have a call into them. I'm supposed to meet with them tomorrow to see if they can give me a
Good.
Temporary place. I don't
yeah.
really know.
And see wherever you can go if you can do a trade. You know, you'll do dishes for this or you'll, you know, do that. You know, and that'll start to build your energy back up so that you can be where you need to be. You did the right thing getting out of there. I mean, there's no mm-hmm. way that you would have survived that. And anybody that's that psychotic, you know, you blessed yourself as a result of that. So it doesn't feel like you're going to have to do this for long. We are in May. May feels like a transitional month for you. That April was just ridiculous, and now May is transitioning. It feels like you have a lot of skills that you can share with people. And by July, yes. August, it feels like you're really going to be, July, August, September, you're really going to be kicking it in. Jethro?
Very much. I feel that very strong, and I love the energy here, what the guys are saying. I'm so upset about that. I'm telling you, you know, working for the Coalition Against Violence, that Florida doesn't have that. That's something I'm going to start advocating tomorrow as soon as I get my second wind here of doing this, because that needs to be advocated. There needs to be a place. And what do you mean a waiting list? Those people are crazy. You know, are they going to wait mm-hmm. when people are being violent? What's with that? This is nuts, Florida. You know, we need to have that place right there. I know that the Coalition Against Violence has advocacy places. They do put people through with the Salvation Army places, but they put them in safe places. We have the facilities. We're not poor down here, people. So it's good that you called. Maybe you were getting me on my soapbox of what are we going to do to help people. For years I've helped with ones, and I feel like with you, they said that to let you know, make sure that you take and know that this test is working towards you, strengthening you up. Take this time. I've lost everything in a fire. I was a young child when our family lost everything in a fire, and it taught me a very good lesson that the importance and the value is that you're safe and you're okay. I'm so glad you got away from this person. I'm praying so hard for you because I can feel the energy around you, and I feel you strengthening up, Lisa. And I love what you know Melissa said very much. The angels are also telling me start doing the prayers and asking in your heart what you need, and Gabriel will bring you those pennies, that money. Pick up the money when you find it all over. People, I had someone tell me yesterday, I'm not picking up change in the parking lot. I still do, and I'll tell you why, because the angels are watching us, and they want to see that you know that energy. You do a feeling of it. You pick up that little bit. It shows the guide she needs some help. She needs some money. We're not. It's not about pride or the penny. It's about picking up the energy.
And
so,
saying
you know,
thank you, because they're letting us, letting you know that you're not alone. Even though sometimes it feels like we're interminably alone, we're not. Are you drinking sodas or something at all, Lisa?
Yeah, I don't. Actually, I had one soda a few days ago, and I never drink soda. That
Did
was
you
the
have
first
like a,
time.
A Coke or something?
It was a Diet Coke.
Yeah, that's like the worst thing for you right now. Don't do that again. It says like you need vitamin C, like orange juice, like vitamin C stuff and apples and things like that. You need to keep your nutritional fortitude up right now because you're in such a heavy-duty, stressful, transitional state. So do whatever you can to support yourself. You're going to be fine.
You think she's going to leave me alone because she's a crazy person?
Well, don't let her know where you are.
Yeah. Safety is no texting, no calls, complete, you know, grab your bag and go what you've done. No contact of anyone that can even do that, Matt. And you've got a thing there. I feel like you're also headed in a situation as you're going out to get as more farther away from her as you can, just, you know, with the time. So do they even have a gas money there? I mean, Salvation Army should help you or the Goodwill.
I don't know. I mean, it's so bad here in Florida. There's so many people that are in need. It's so sad.
And there's so many people that make finances. Girl, you deserve it just as well as everybody else. We're all here to help each other. That's what the Brotherhood and the Light is about. Definitely check into those places. I know that they even do food and gas, and I've had sometimes where they've done it where they'll even let you stay at a, you know, what do they call it, like the co-op thing. You know, we took them there where they what is it called where you go and work out? Melissa, help me.
When you doing a trade, you mean? Or
like a co-op, and you go in and they work out and they do health there and stuff.
Oh, wow. I didn't know. I don't know. Is there a Target near you, Lisa?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think they're hiring.
Really?
That's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I check into everything. Like, this girl told me she had no respect for me because I didn't work. I mean, that just kick you when you're down.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, anything that came out of her mouth was just the fuel to get you out of there because she's toxic. But check out Target. See what's going on there.
Yeah.
You mean she wanted to drive me out?
I'm sorry?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You mean she wanted to drive me out? She didn't want me to?
She wanted to fight with you. She wanted to take it out on you, and she did want to drive you out because in that way she could have someone to fight with. You didn't give her the honor of fighting. You were the better person by walking away. Now stay away and get a job, and we'll see you over here having fun.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All the best, Lisa. You're going to be fine. Just keep going.
Okay.
Well, all of you guys putting out there, let's put a prayer right now for light and do the energy. This is where the miracles work, is where we are, all helping each other together. Melissa, I've got a few emails, and they're pushing me to write about, tonight was the night we were going to talk about animal communications, and they said Jethro Lassie went home, and Jethro never talked to him. So we're going to get him going. I have a question for you, Melissa. I know that you're very good with animals and work. My dog seems to love vegetables. I have talked with my vet, and he instructed me there was certain vegetables that were good for my dog. I have been doing this for 6 months. Now, my dog has always been very psychic and has told me with his different looks and different things that I know he can be telepathic. He is now telling me that I'm supposed to work with a friend and be able to get this together. Should I do this? Is this exactly what I should be doing?
I'm so confused. Working together to do what?
That should she continue on giving the dog, I guess, and I apologize, I just read it outwards instead of putting it together. Sometimes I do that with it. She's asking basically, should she continue to give the dog the vegetables and things, even though that she's now feeling that the dog doesn't want it. He's telling her psychically to stop giving her vegetables.
Yeah, just like follow your puppy's lead. Feels like he needs, is it a boy puppy? It feels like he needs lamb and protein and you know, whatever they put in dog food that's got the grains and all the holistic stuff. Get really healthy dog food. And, you know, he'll let you know, but it doesn't feel like, you got to trust those rhythms because, like, animals, just like people, have different cyclical rhythms. And sometimes, you know, for us, we can eat cabbage for so long, and then we got to switch to kale, and we got to, you know, you got to mix it up. So I feel like for you, what's being shared is that you're always on the right track. You doubt yourself too much, and don't do that. Just, like, stay in tune with those rhythms.
Oh, my gosh. And I'm writing this to you, Psychics Gone Wild, and I want it to be known that I want you to read this over Wednesday night's show. I had a reading that night, and I had a reading with two individuals, Jethro and a lady named Melissa. Both of them were very nice to me, but they didn't seem to understand what I was saying, I felt, because they told me some things I didn't want to hear, and I left the show a very awkward situation. I'm writing to tell you that after these couple months later, it's very true what they said, and I am now one single woman with a better life. I wish I had listened in to you guys that night. It took me a couple of months to figure out that my boyfriend was not only being odd to me, but also was not in a healthy relationship. This is from Cherie. Please read this aloud so other people can listen. If you're in a situation where someone is not being nice to you and you're not understanding, please tune into Psychics Gone Wild because they'll tell you the truth. Thank you. That was very
Thank
sweet.
You, sorry you had to go on. Through all that.
And you know, and let's talk about that now while we're here, Melissa. This is the difference here. I was having some students tonight. Do you tell the clients? I mean, there's people who tell people not only what they want to hear, but they also tell them energy. Let's say you have a person that's sitting there before you. You know that there's something going to happen. We can't tell a pregnant woman there might be a chance of something happening to the baby because it'll ensure it. But in the same breath, you need to do forewarnings. How do you do that as a psychic?
You listen to what the guidance is, and you listen strongly to what the divine ones are sharing, and it's interpreted. You know, we're interpreting divine guidance. It's not like we're making this stuff up. And we, you know, it's like when we're doing this work, we're here in this sacred space to bring that forth, and the words will come. You know, we're not going to be told by the divine ones, yes, the baby's going to do. We're going to be told this is the guidance that this woman needs to follow in order to have a better birth. You know, it's going to be something tangible. It's going to be something doable. It's not going to be foreboding. We're not allowed to. You know, we can't tell you when somebody's going to die, or we can tell you sometimes when somebody's going to be born, or we can just say, beware, be careful. You know, and that's the guidance. We're interpreting the guidance. We're not allowed to do anything but integrous work. And if you are talking to somebody that's leading you by your nose, get away from that. You know, you don't want to, you know, it's hard. You know, we know that sometimes the messages we're delivering aren't what people want to hear, but I very appreciate what Cherie wrote in, because I'm sad that she had to go through that, but I'm very grateful that she's stronger now. And, you know, these things take time. Our paths are unfolding, and it just takes time. But just know that when you're working with people that have integrity, we're going to provide the best interpretation of what's being shared with us to our ability, and give you tools so that you can continue.
Very much. And I love the fact when you look at the guides and the energy of what's happening with it, there's exactly when, Melissa said, and this is why the afternoon class, why a lot of you have to go back and repeat with me, I'm a very hard teacher with you, is that exactly what she just said. You know, a lot of the answers and those of you saying to me, okay, I'm sitting here, Jethro, you've taught me to pick up intuitive, and then the minute something apprehensive happens, the guides are going to instruct you with that. If you're hearing, like she said, those other things, then that's your own energy there. And that's where I've had people tease me. If you hear voices outside your head, make sure that it's the guides. If you hear voices in your head, it's you or something in there that's clicking. So just remember, and we love you. I've got people writing in all these questions going, Melissa, I had a friend call me yesterday and tell me that they loved me very dearly and that they were coming to see me. The scary part about this is I spoke with their family, and they said that my friend was in Iraq, and they're not sure how she's doing. She's in the hospital. Is this possible, or is somebody messing with me in Alabama?
Whoa.
Yeah, well, okay, guys. You throw these emails at me. I just read them as they come in. Well, goodness.
I'm not sure did she email you with this information, or did she I'm very confused about this message. I don't understand.
I'm reading it over. I know, and she's saying that and that's what we need to know with the timing. Did she call you before this happened and before this, or are you saying that she called you? She said she left a message with her, and she got a very good message from her friend that she was coming to see her.
But was
she was very excited.
Online, or was it on the phone? Because if it was online, she might have been hacked, or somebody may be messing with her. If it was a phone message, then that's a different thing.
Very true. And I am feeling, Melissa, that there's something wrong in this. I mean, let's both of us,
yeah,
as psychically and as cases I've worked with, something's not right here.
Yeah.
I do know that people do have things happen. And if she called you and said, things are happening and I need you, there's something going on, I've been thinking of you, if she was over in the after on the other side of the fog and was saying those kind of messages, I would say she was contacting you from her coma state. That is possible. That does happen. I have proof of people going through. But from what you're telling us, it seems like this is not the possibility. I feel there's something else going in to another situation that's making you go into another level. And that's what I feel. I feel like she's also distinctively making sure that everything else is working with you at a level. And I feel that I'm like, Melissa, something's wrong there. I think that either her computer, if that, or I think if the phone was there, I think it was a delayed thing. I think that she may have been talking about coming to see you in a trip or a piece of information with it. Please keep us informed if it's what you were insinuating has happened. I stand to be wrong. I am a human, and I've done this way a lot of years and been right, and I've had a moment where I was wrong. So please, you know, let us know. I thank you. You really took me by surprise. 917, let's grab the phones now and see what you'd like to do on Psychics Gone Wild. Are you ready for a reading?
Yes, I am. My name is Gwen.
Hi,
Gwen, welcome.
Good evening.
Well, the question I have is that I've been feeling kind of stuck for quite a while now, and I would like to know when I can. I'm looking for a job right now, and I want to get back to work. I've been out of work for a while, and I would like to know if there is a good chance of doing that, when you see that happening, hopefully sometime soon. I had a what sounded like a pretty good job opportunity at the end of last month, but it fell through at the last minute.
Are you willing to relocate if a position comes up?
That really would not, I would rather not. I mean, because there's a chance that I'm, and there's a chance, if I can't find a job in this area, there's always the possibility of going back to my home state. I'm not from here originally, but really, if at all possible, I want to stay here.
Because what was being shared was there's maybe a chance that there may be a job that's offered that they may ask you to relocate. It has nothing to do with your other place of your other environment where you were living. But there may be something that you interview for that may be a chance of relocating. So don't close the door on anything. By August, it feels like you're going to be on your feet rolling with stuff. In the meantime, between now and August, keep all your options open and get out a little bit more. You don't have to go out and spend money. Just get out and network a little tiny bit more than what you're doing. If you have some business cards, your resumes, just keep them, you know, in the car or wherever, whatever you're doing, and just talk to people more, because that's going to get that ball rolling really, really more quickly for you. Jethro?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, very much. And I love you calling in. I got to tell you, your energy, you've got a very strong guide with you, and I'm getting the word determination. And I'm like, the anticipation. I love the way they say it. Your guide's like, determine. I'm like, you go there. You're going to do it. And I feel the really good strength is you've had some things happen in your life that are strengthened up from other work. You have an ability of your own, too. I'm feeling like that your senses are tuned to some stuff that you know stuff, and you're just not sure how you know it.
No, that's true. I mean, I have some intuitive ability, but I just can't really seem to harness it in a consistent basis.
I love it. You know, and I could see, they tease us with our meditations and all of our work, and I feel like with you that the guys are even saying that some of those things would really work well, and it's just you've got a natural ability. And it's like, I love what the guides said. They said no matter how you look at it, your guides are also going to strengthen up and make sure that it goes with it to a level that can even handle it. They said that the guides are telling me that with you real strong. I thank you for calling in, and you know, I love that. I got to remember that. I've never heard of anticipation, but I turned it around and, like, determination.
And, yeah, and Gwen, just give it more time as far as your spiritual abilities are concerned. Just give it time. You know,
okay.
it's just part of your path unfolding.
Okay. Well, it does seem to be getting a little bit stronger the more I put faith in it. Something happened this weekend which was very, very unexpected, which, you know, I've been sort of dwelling on for a long time. I'm still sort of trying to figure out what this was about.
Yeah. So just keep going. Yeah. You're going to reel a little bit from it, but just get out there and go for it. Determination.
Okay.
Jethro. All right, Gwen.
Thank you.
Good night. You're welcome.
We're on a roll. We got quite a few of you guys, your new callers called in, and now we're all happy to go. We got 11 minutes left to do it in. Can we read 48 people?
No, we can't. We just go on speed read dialing, whatever that
not
is.
Please, we not after you. We scream like children in sound having fun with pulling hair. 508 it is. Got 478. Okay, this is scary. 478, you got in. I don't know what's going on. 58, you're next. That was wild. 478, how are you doing?
Hey, Jethro, this is Debbie in Georgia.
Welcome, Debbie. Your number just come up and flipped up here like it was a wild on fire or something. What are you doing over there?
Well, I've got a question for you, so I know you're on a time limit trying to keep you on schedule here.
Oh, I love your accent, Debbie. How are you?
Okay,
your accent.
Better, so that's the reason why I called, and plus I'll have a little reading with Jethro later. But, Jethro, while I'm on air, I'm going to ask you, any improvements in my finances going to happen over the next several months?
Okay, and ladies first, are you picking up? Because, Melissa, I feel like there's a stress there.
Oh, I thought that she wanted you to do this. Oh, okay, let me tune in.
We work together, Debbie, in fairness. Otherwise, they say I'm being a little stuffy, selfish brat.
Stop it. Yeah, it feels like things are moving forward. It feels like there was some really rough road, a little dark cloud flying over this whole thing. But it feels like things are getting ready to shift again for you. The doors feel like they're getting ready to start opening. You get to kick up your heels a little bit more, dance a little bit more, sing a little bit more. It just feels like things are getting ready to move in a better direction for you.
And it's overdue. And I feel like you've also got the situation is due to some work that you've done. So I would say there's something you're putting in or something you've done. It's finally going to have you pay off. It's going to be a position or something. I'm also hearing the most wildest stuff. And I will tell everyone, you guys know that we always do this live and it's new. But Debbie is my client. And I know what you do. And they're showing me, they're giving me a different sound. I'm hearing like, it sounds like there's a lot of, energy going on around you that sounds more like a business and like an office work than more where I know you work. So I don't know if they're putting you into something that's going to be, the guys are doing this and it's going to be a good thing is what I'm feeling.
Well, Jethro, you don't know this, but I had to have back surgery about 2 months ago. So from work, and so that may make sense if that's something they put me in.
That makes sense, my dear. Oh, my gosh. And here I'm feeling the energy. And those of you know, this is a client of mine. I know that she's my hardworking nurse. And you needed some help here. You should have called me. I would have come. We'd have sent over some things here from Florida. I'm not that far. We'd have helped you, dear. I feel so sad. I'm so sad that you went through it. I'm glad you're back up. And I know you with the energy. But I feel you're going to be working in something of office. I'm hearing those sounds. And I feel it's in there now, knowing what the guys were doing it. See, there I just did. My students are listening. Never assume because you know the person. Just go with the reading because they're sending a sound. I feel it is office, and I feel that's going to happen. My prayers with you. So you went through a surgery a little while, and I just, can you stay good? Every time I turn around, you're just.
I didn't want to sound like a sad sap every time I call you, Jeff.
You never do. Debbie, you know, isn't she a sweetheart? This is what I love about my career. I always get to meet people like you that are real sweet and positive, genuine people. Debbie, if you'd been here the last couple months, I wouldn't be yelling out the window at people words I shouldn't say.
I always send positive support to you, no matter what.
I love you dearly, and we will talk, and definitely I've got some things here set up, and I do feel a different job, and we just need to set up the time, and like Melissa said, positive, our prayers are with you, and put in the Psyche's Gone Wild. We always give prizes away, and I have a lot of you guys asking me why. We just had a friend write me. She said she gave the bracelet and necklace to her daughter who's enjoying it. She didn't have a lot of finances this year, and this is really making her daughter feel good. Lady Arango's going to love that because she's wearing the jewelry, so we're glad the winners are doing that, and I'm going to be giving away some beautiful music here by Linda Irwin here in about 2 minutes. So we love with you, Debbie. That phone's just going cracking and everything else, but our prayers here. 508, I would like to get with you. Your phone just keeps trying to run from me. What's going on, 508?
Oh, hi. My name's Robin.
I'm sorry, what's your name? What?
Robin.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. So my question is, I'm very content with parts of my life, my creativity, and I'm learning and studying some things, and I'm in a new state, but I'm in a waiting period with someone that I have a lot of determination and intuition that a real relationship can develop. So I'm wondering if I am waiting in vain. It's someone that I've known for a couple of years, We live at a distance from each other, and it's been slowly. He's just a very slow mover, and I'm getting some, you know, we communicate every now and then. Haven't seen each other in about 4 or 5 months, but his messages to me are just hold on.
The guidance were screaming at me, never wait, never wait, never wait. You're better than that. And for somebody to tell you, hold on, that's just them messing with you. And that's their own baggage that they're trying to ask you to be responsible for. And you're too advanced for that. So move on. Move on. Move on, move on, move on.
Okay. I'm open. I'm definitely open. I haven't blocked myself. I haven't sat here like a dummy. But...
You're a very good person, and the guides are showing me the other energy. They're also showing me that there is a new thing that's going to happen with it, and I can hear the really part of your guides with it, is this has been such a growing experience with you. I'm just like, the baddest thing and the best thing is success elsewhere, and this baby's going to cry like a wah-wah when he sees other things happening with you out there. He is. I mean, he's going to be like, that was my baby. It's like, well, sing about it, sugar. Get some people behind you, do some songs, and we'll see if you can dance to it, too, because what's going to happen is there's people with you in energy, and I love what your guys are saying because you also caught on to something else that's happening. He had this chance, and he also was playing a little bit of game.
Yeah,
and you got lucky because when this all comes down, you're standing back going, you know, I caught on to you, buddy.
I dodged a bullet, in other words. I had a dream about that. I had a dream a couple nights ago of him saying to me, I can't wait forever. What are you doing? It's weird.
Oh, my gosh. You're on it, and you're also, speaking of dreams, very gifted in that purple energy. I don't know what was going on. You and Debbie, like, your phones bounced around, and you came on. She came on, and then you came on. I was, like, a little scared to pick up the phone. I'm like, okay, Robin. You know, and when you called, it was like the phones were going wild here because when I got your – it's like they did. But you definitely got in, and hang in there because they're showing me some really positive clouds and things with it. I definitely would, if you got a chance, check with one of us. Get a paid one. Do it out. You're one of our new callers, too. We've got a ton of you guys. I want to thank you with the new people. Did you hear about us on Blog Talk, or tell us who sent you to this crazy world?
I've listened to you guys a couple of times, probably last year. I really like your energy, and I've listened to you before. So I will, hopefully I can get a reading from you. And
Yay!
Hey, we love you,
Robin.
Well,
you just keep empowering yourself, okay? You just keep doing the good stuff that you're doing for yourself. The rest will work out.
Okay. Thank you.
Go get them, girl.
We are looking here, and I'm picking out a winner, and the winner is Janine Riley in Los Angeles. Janine Riley, you are the winner, and you're going to receive 3 CDs in the mail, 3 of them by Linda Irwin. Beautiful music. Enjoy. Please, if you go crazy, remember, she's in Unseen World. She can pick you up if you're on the ceiling. She can pick you up out there, and you guys laugh together. We love her. She is going to be surprising you guys on Thursday night. She's on vacation right now. She had to take her husband out and celebrate her honeymoon, or I think they're celebrating some wild occasions in California. Anyway, she's out there probably in an area near you. So if you see someone really wild fun, she's very petite, beautiful brunette lady who's talking about ETs, psychic, metaphysical, it's Linda. Wave at her. Don't worry. You'll love her. She's a sweetie. We are here at Psychics Gone Wild to be the wildest. Speaking of, Melissa, we've got an individual here that asked me to do this email, and then we're going to get back to the phone. We may have time for one reading. Oh, we're going to have to skip the email. I'm sorry. He just wanted to ask real quick, and I'm sure that that's okay. Sorry. 806, we've got time. If you give me your name and question, we can get a quick one in.
Hi, this is Sherry.
Welcome.
Hi,
Sherry.
Hey, this is my first time calling, and I just am going through some transitions right now, and I just want to see what you guys kind of got a feel for.
Sure.
What I've got going on or coming up over the next couple months.
I'm feeling the energy with you.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Melissa, may I go first, or would you like
to? Of course. Please.
feeling the energy with you, Sherry. What the guides are telling me in this transition is I feel like you've picked a time in your life where they want you moved. The guides are showing me that it's time. You were set back on some kind of a shelf or something with something going on here. I don't want to say layaway, but they're showing me you put back, and they're showing me that this new transition is putting you out where they want it to be. I'm also seeing you taking a new stand with work.
Yes. You're on the money.
I'm feeling it. And thank you for calling in. I normally let the girls go first, but your guys just like jumped in with energy, and they're telling me that, that you're also going to be straightening out this energy. This isn't just the business and the work, but I also see a new things happening. And you had people before that were hanging on to you like little chubby cherries in a Jell-O. I hate that. Oh. It's like, and they're like, get back. Well, now the guys are telling me now you're free from all of that, and it's better.
And also, your fears are unfounded. Whatever you're feeling fearful about, it's unfounded. It's not your truth.
Okay.
I don't like the one gentleman. And we're running out of time, Sherry.
Okay.
Call in again with us. We love you, and thank you guys for being new. Tell that one, I don't like the one guy with the dark hair. Something's funny there. Be careful. He's not being honest.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night. We love all of you guys. We always seem to get started. Then they throw us out the door. We can't give you a moment. But we love you anyway. This is Jethro Melissa. Remember to get a hold of us at psycheskonwall.com. You will be noticing a lot of you guys are just getting this for the first time. We just did some new marketing. Get a hold of us, www.psycheskonwall.com. We are here. And I say that, Melissa Berman, if you write her at mabermanarts at gmail.com, that's mabermanarts at gmail.com. You will be able to get with Melissa. She'll set it up and do it. Now, it is free, but it's really worth it, and she does it so affordable, it's still at a very good rate. Don't miss the sale on Melissa's Psychic Readings. See you next week.
Bye.